This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report, Uberization and Organizing. In Europe, there's increasing interest and concern over what's called the Uberization of the economy, named after the ubiquitous and controversial U.S.-based but globally operating Uber ride-sharing application. A French parliamentarian used the expression in a communication in recent days. Talking to a union organizer in the Netherlands, he told me of efforts in Germany to try to organize gig workers as one of the several dozen campaigns being undertaken by the giant union Verdi in that country. Researchers are clear that it's starting to be a sizable enough part of the workforce in Europe that it's worth attention. A 2018 report by researchers Stefan Dedel and Katrin Brierner on the efforts of German unions tried to get a sense of the scale of employment in this area, saying few data is available on the actual dimension of crowd work and gig work. An ILO study on crowd work and gig work cites calculations assuming about 220,000 transportation gig workers internationally, almost 7 million care workers, and over 14 million working as click workers worldwide. Experts estimate that there are between 200,000 and 1 million click workers in Germany, between 1 and 12% of the European working population. A governmentally financed study on the platform economy estimates that up to 5% of eligible voters perform crowd and gig work. And the Federal Ministry of Labor and Social Affairs assumes that a third out of these 5% work only offline, a fifth only online, and the rest perform online and offline tasks. With 61.9 million eligible voters as of 2017, 5% results in 3.9 million crowd and gig workers, with at least 1 million working in gig work and at least 618,000 as pure crowd workers. Independent unions were created for delivery workers in several German cities, along with the election of works councils in some cases. Deliveroo and others ended up defeating the works council's effort by steadily canceling the actual contracts for some of the delivery workers so that the workforce was all self-employed. German courts ruled the efforts illegal, but like in the USA, the damage was done. Increasingly, IG Metall in Germany, one of the largest unions in the world, opened their membership up to informal and self-employed workers in 2015. Their size and strength showed signs of some success. The researchers noted in the report that the campaign put enough pressure on the eight biggest German platforms so that these signed a code of conduct affecting 2 million users. The code of conduct sets minimum standards and includes regulations on fair payment, reasonable timing, and transparency. These are early stage efforts, but they are showing some strength. A similar story in the museum and art workers also shows some stirring in the USA from unexpected quarters. Museum workers are organizing. The fight against income inequality has taken hold in their world, with curators, handlers, and designers publicly pressuring executives to raise their wages and, in some cases, form unions. The workers said they'd been inspired by recent union drives at media companies and among graduate students, and their efforts even echo the hashtag MeToo movement in its use of Google Doc crowdsourcing. In one widely shared spreadsheet, arts workers are anonymously posting their job titles and salaries alongside those of museum officials who in certain cases are making eight times as much as some curators. We need to follow all this closely wherever it pops up. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.